We began Simen Tes in Hilchas Tzitzis. That was the Mechaber's Shita with regard to the Daraisa being only in a bega that is made of wool or linen. The Rama disagreed and said that all begadim are. We are now up to Sif Beis. We'll be doing Sifim Beis and Gimel today. Now, Beis and Gimel follow from something we discussed in Sif Aleph. Namely, that there's a difference between the tzitzis being made of wool or linen or the tzitzis themselves being made of something else. Say you have tzitzis that are made of wool or linen, they could be used for any beged whatsoever. Meaning a beged of say, cotton, that you put tzitzis of wool on, that's fine. However, if tzitzis are made of a material other than semer or pishtan, the halacha is they will only work if the beged is made of that same material. So that if you made cotton tzitzis, your talus cotton had to be cotton. Cotton tzitzis would not work for a beged that is wool. Cotton tzitzis would not work for a beged that's silk. It's got to be, if you're using tzitzis made of cotton, that the beged is also made of cotton. Not so with wool and linen, where they work for either one, for any beged whatsoever. So now let's start. Sif Beis, the Mechaber says, tzitzis shel pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim potrim b'chol minei begadim. Chutz mishel pishtim letzemer o tzemer lepishtim bizman hazeh deleket cheles mipneim sheim kalayim. This is another halacha. In the days that tcheles, we had tcheles and we knew what tcheles was, we were mekayim the mitzvah bishlei musa. We fulfilled the mitzvah in its completion, in its entirety. There, the Gemara learned out that you are allowed to have tzitz, have a beged made of wool and tzitzis made of linen, a beged made of linen and tzitzis made of wool, even though that should have been shatnez, it should have been kelayim. The halacha is the mitzvah of gedilim tasalacha is docha, the halacha, the iser of shatnez, the iser of kelayim, of kelay begadim. Not so when we are not mekayimet b'shlei musa, when we do not have tcheles, there the halacha is that you cannot have kelayim in your tzitzis. Consequently, even though wool would work for linen and linen would work for wood, mitzad the mitzvah of tzitzis, the iser of kelayim prevents us bizman hazeh from doing that. So, a tzitzis made of tzemer or pishtim, really, with regard to the mitzvah of tzitzis, are good for absolutely anything. You should not make tzitzis of wool for a beged of linen, tzitzis of linen for a beged of wool. For any other beged, you can make wool or linen, says the Rama. V'yeshomim sholasso tzitzis shel pishtim klal. Today we do not make tzitzis made of linen altogether. Why not? Since bizman hazeh, you cannot have tzitzis of kelayim. Therefore, if your beged is made of wool and you have linen tzitzis, you are over on the yisur of shatnez. Says the Rama, we are afraid. This is the way one of the reasons brought, the Mishnah Berurah brings this reason explicitly, and we'll talk about the difference, that there is actually a kind of silk. It's not a kind of silk, but it's something that resembles silk, and everyone can swear it's silk, but it's not. It's really wool. There is a form of silk that is really, there's something that resembles silk that's really wool. The fear is that you think you have a silk beged to which you're going to make linen tzitzis, and the truth of the matter is that you have a wool beged. Therefore, it is not right, bizman hazeh, to use pishtan, to use linen for tzitzis altogether. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if this is the reasoning, then that would only apply to silk tzitzis, to a silk beged. What if your beged is made of some other material? And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Gra really holds that way. That according to the Gra, it's only when you're dealing with silk that there is a problem. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are other reasons for why we refrain from making tzitzis made of linen. Therefore, he says, regardless of what the beged is made of, you should not make tzitzis of linen. We're going to find exceptions later. So, halacha, we do not make tzitzis made of linen. We do not make tzitzis of linen. Now that was Sif Beis. Sif Gimel is where the Mechaber says, tzitzis shel sharminim, if the tzitzis themselves are made of another material, they will only cover a beged made of that very same material. Kagon, he gives the examples, meshi leveged meshi, silk for silk, tzemer legefen letzemer gefen, cotton for cotton. Aval shaloba mina main potrim, Whereas you cannot have cotton tzitzis for a wool beged, cotton tzitzis for a linen beged, or cotton tzitzis for a silk beged. Yeah, that is what the Mechaber writes. Now, what happens then on the basis of this, if you have a beged where the shesi, what's vertical, is made, say, of wool, and the eruv, the horizontal of the material, is made of linen? What would you, you couldn't wear that. What if it's made of wool and cotton? So we said before that according to Mechaber, it's chayav midrabbanan. Wonderful. What kind of tzitzis can you make for that? Can you make tzitzis of cotton because the eruv is made of cotton? Or must you make tzitzis of tzemer because they will cover both? And Mishtabura says that you have to make tzitzis of tzemer only. His maskani is that lechatchila, the entire beged should be made of wool. He says that everyone should really be wearing tzitzis, whether it be a talus cotton or a talus gadol, that are made of wool, that are completely made of wool, not a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Now, what happens if you have a beged that is made of linen and cotton? So you couldn't make tzitzis of cotton, because that wouldn't cover the linen. But you're not supposed to make tzitzis of linen either. We learned the Ramah Shita is that you should not make tzitzis of linen. You certainly couldn't make tzitzis of wool, because when we don't have tcheles, your tzitzis are kilayim. So what do? Here the Mishnah Berurah says that b'dieved you can actually make tzitzis of linen. So that lechatchila you should have a beged that is pure wool and nothing else. He says a Yerei Shemaim should make his talus cotton and his talus gadol to be totally made of wool. If they're made of some other material, then still have woolen tzitzis for them. The only case that you cannot have woolen tzitzis is if your beged is made of linen. So there, you have to have linen tzitzis. Similarly, if it is a beged that is part linen and part cotton, you must have tzitzis made of linen. In all other cases, we make our tzitzis out of wool.